Because if I don't tell them that, yeah, I'm available, they may go find someone else. I might not hear from them for another 2 weeks. And this is my only opportunity, right? So don't do that.
Hey, loves. My name is Dantea, and I'm your fave self-worth therapist and coach. And this is my show, Situationship. This show is about getting out of toxic situationships that go beyond partners to family and friends and everything in between, to living a life of joy and self-worth. Okay, let's get into it.
Hey loves. We are back again, and this is an episode that is about kind of like a response to the last episode, not the last one, the Good Faux Girlfriend episode. There was a lot of feedback, a lot of engagement with that episode. And I'm so happy that so many of you enjoyed it because, you know, like I mentioned in that episode, being a good faux girlfriend was my jam. And if I'm not careful, I can definitely fall back into being a good faux girlfriend. Like, you know, you don't have to give me anything. Like, I'm going to be here regardless. I'm going to do anything for you because I know one day you'll see all the things I'm doing and you'll be like, oh, you know what? I should get with her for real. Like, let me stop playing around, you know, like, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing it anymore. So we got a lot of feedback, a lot of engagement for the episode. So I thought to come back and talk more about it. So to say more about the good faux girlfriend, like, it's all about this proving your worth. And also this belief of, if I can just change him, if I can just change her, if I can just change them, they will see that we are meant to be together and they will make it official. They'll see me the way that I want them to see me, right? So there were some comments on social media that were like, oh yeah, that's, you know, some of us call that dating, right? And I'm like, yeah, that is dating, technically. I'm not here to tell you that your way of dating is wrong. I'm here to say that I don't want us to date like that, because it's not real. Some parts of it is very real, right? Some parts of it is very like, this is how I show up in a relationship. This is how I would show up if we were officially together. And there are other parts where it's just not real, right? And it's not real in the way of every week I cook for you. It's not real in the way of every time we have a date, expect a hot meal. Every time. Like that's not real. You know what I mean? And I just don't want that for you, boo-boos. So yes, you can date in the way where you put your best feet forward. You can do that. Absolutely. A lot of us do that. Like, why wouldn't you? You know, you don't want to show up unshowered for 5 days and haven't brushed your hair and, hey, I'm here, you know, looking for new love. Like, I get that. When we, you know, meet people in a way where it's like best foot forward and this is how I'm going to show up all the time. You give off this idea that you're going to wear, example, slim fitting clothes, high heels, lipstick, lash extensions, new braids for the rest of our eternal lives together. Like, this, who you see today, this week, next week, the third week, this is who you're going to get all the time. This is what I'm going to keep up for you every time we see each other. However, that's not reality, right? I love lipstick. I love braids. I love lash extensions. And at this current moment, I'm wearing none of those. I look like a hairless cat. My lashes are so thin, you can't see them on camera. Like, you literally cannot see them on camera. You just can't. My eyebrows look razor thin. Can't even see them on camera. Well, at least the way the light is hitting me on the side of my face, like, it's like not there. So, you know, I get that. It's just not reality.
If you're listening to this episode, I bet you're wondering what behaviors you're doing that keep you from getting your needs met and ending up in situationship after situationship. I got you. I've created a situationship quiz and I'm so excited about it. Take the quiz to discover more behaviors and more tips for navigating situationships. because I know you're in more than one right now. No judgment, boo-boo. I used to have 5 situationships at a time. Yes. So you're not alone. You can find the quiz at www.dontea.co/quiz. That's dontea.co/quiz. I'll drop it in the show notes as well. Okay, back to the episode.
So when we really think about the challenges with this, the challenges become staying true to your identity, right? Do not become absorbed into their identity. Do not try to become everything you think they need you to be, who they would want in a partner. Do not drop your career plans, your personal goals, in order to spend all your planning for the future time with them, right? Like myself, past relationships, past friendships, shit, family relationships, all of that. If someone needed me, if I wanted to make sure someone was thinking of me, trying to strengthen our relationship, trying to spend more time with that person, even though I maybe had to study for like an exam, maybe I was still in school, maybe I had to prep for an interview, right? If I needed to be with myself and take care of the things I need to take care of, but I also want to spend time with them, if they want to spend time with me, I would always drop what I had to do for myself to make sure that I was working on making this relationship stronger, you know, because in my mind, stronger meant giving up myself at any whim. Because if I don't tell them that, yeah, I'm available, they may go find someone else. I might not hear from them for another 2 weeks. And this is my only opportunity, right? So don't do that, right? Like, take care of yourself and find a way to spend time. For me, example, in my relationship, every Monday, I have time for myself to work on business stuff and whatever else I want to do. And if something is trying to be infringed on that Monday, or infringed, imposed. Let's go with imposed. If something's trying to be imposed on that Monday, it's a no. I can't. It's going to have to wait till after I'm done. You know, because I know what it's like when I absorb myself into the other person. Everything's about them. Everything's about their schedule, what they want to do, what they're doing. You know, and in that moment where they tell you, no, you can't come over because they got a XYZ, you're like, what? How come? And I never tell you, no. Like, all, come on. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. So here's how to break the cycle. Here's how to start to break free from that cycle of trying to prove your worth to someone who isn't ready for a committed relationship. Those of you who was in a committed relationship, yet it's a struggle to feel genuine love and connection every day, this is also for you. So here are just a few ideas to consider. I wrote them down, so I'm going to be reading them. Number one, set boundaries. Boundaries will always be at play here. This will help you avoid getting caught up in relationships that are not reciprocated. Not reciprocated. Right? Focus on self-love. Of course. I want you to remember that your worth comes from within, and I encourage you to prioritize your own happiness and well-being, like always. Number three, identify your patterns. Literally, like, look at yourself and identify your patterns. What do you notice yourself doing often? I've gave examples of what I would do before, right? Maybe some of you agree with that. I looked for a guy. In retrospect, I looked for a guy who was the most unattainable, right? Because the subconscious thinking was, if I got him, it meant I was so special to be chosen. Like, I literally would identify the guys, like school, you know, identify the guy that everybody wanted, but no one could get. And I'm like, I'm gonna get him, right? Ugh, God. When I think back to that, oh my goodness. So there are, you know, we talk about red flags within other people. Think about red flags within yourself. Like, what are your own red flags, baby? What are they? Because you got them. We all have them, especially if we've been in toxic relationships. We have red flags within ourselves that tells us, oh man, I'm doing it again. Oh man, I'm in that cycle again. Number four, shift the focus, right? Shift the focal point, right? You want to shift the focus to your happiness and your self-worth. Something you may not want to hear is when you make everything about how to make your relationship better by what you can do differently, like what you can do better and what they can do better, you're not preserving yourself. Your life becomes about the relationship. Trust me. You will be surprised when you take a step back and refocus on your own interest, on your own desires, on your future plans, and how the relationship cycle will change. Like, once you step back and be like, oh, that's right, I did want to plan an all-inclusive trip to go to Jamaica by myself or with whoever, you know, can go, it doesn't matter. And you step back and you actually like save and you work with a travel agent, and maybe that makes you a little bit more busy because you have these monthly meetings with your travel agent. And your person, the person, whoever you're with, is like, how come I can't see you Saturday 11? Oh, because I have a meeting with a travel agent. Well, I really want to do brunch. I just want to see you. It's like, oh, okay, well, can we do 12? You know, my meeting's only 30 minutes, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just step back and see and notice how you feel. Truly, notice how I feel, and then let me know. So I want to remind you that investing in yourself and your passion is a powerful way to build self-worth and attract the right partner in the future. Partner, friends, jobs, all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then finally, seek support. I've noticed that in quite a few of my episodes, I do not highlight the importance of support. And I don't just mean like your friends, you know, your family. That too, please use your support circle. I also mean the importance of professional help, right? Like coaching, therapy, working with a spiritual healer, something, someone that is supportive to fully focus on you, right? An outside perspective can provide a lot of clarity and guidance during these very difficult times, truly, especially when you're trying to break a pattern. Oh my goodness, you know, all the support you can get, okay? So you got this. I believe in you. If you have any questions about any of this, let me know. Thank you again for listening to the show. I would love to talk more about good flow girlfriend stuff if that's what you all are needing. And I just want you to know, like, we will get through this. We will get through this, and you're going to be great because you're going to start focusing on you. The relationship will be there. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll change. And if it does change because you're focusing more on yourself a little bit more, you didn't go ghost, then that's something else to think about, right? Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show, loves. This show was produced by Mackenzie Mazel and me, Dantea. If you got a question you'd like me to answer, which I know you do, please send it to Dantea@soireesintherapy.com. That's SOIREES for Soirees. When you do that, the answer might just become an episode, and I would love to keep talking about your question. Want to work with me? The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay.